Now we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're rolling right along here on a Friday morning. And going to get a coronavirus update here from Pottawatomie County. We have Pottawatomie County HR Director and Public Information Officer Crystal Malcho is joining us here this morning. Crystal, good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
It is a pleasure to talk to you once again. And we've seen kind of a steadying of the numbers, at least here locally lately. And it's been nice to see that we're not getting the daily updates anymore. We're starting to push those out every couple days now. So we haven't seen an update since Wednesday for Pottawatomie County. Do you have the latest figures for us?
Yes, the numbers are updated daily with KDHE. Supposed to be updated by 12:30. So the numbers I have are from what we have available this morning. KDHE may update those and get additional information for us later today. But as of right now, we have 21 positive in Pottawatomie County. Of those 21, 4 are active, which means that they're either under quarantine or isolation or actively being monitored. We have 15 of those that have recovered, and 2 of them listed as probable, and that was a new thing that the KDHE started doing on May 7th. And that just means somebody that had the molecular testing for the novel coronavirus, and they've got presumptive positive, or that they've been linked to a confirmed case, and there's no reason to believe that they won't have it. And then we also have 386 total people that have been tested in the county, with 15 tests that are still pending.
Gotcha. And for a while now, it seems like there have been about 4 or 5 individuals that were active cases. Is it the same few individuals? Have they just had symptoms that have persisted?
No, I'm not given that information. With the protections of the people, then they don't give me that information because it's on a need-to-know basis, and I don't need to know.
Okay, very good. Well, we've seen, obviously the numbers haven't gone up here in these counties as much as it has in other parts of the state. And what that's attributed to, some people say maybe it's because we have, less travel happening here, or we don't have as many, places where people are gathering, like the meatpacking plants or the nursing homes, prisons. What do you attribute the low numbers here in Pottawatomie County to?
A number of factors. One, we just don't have that many tests being done here in the county. Now, whether that's because we don't have a lot of people with the symptoms or what, I don't know. But as I indicated, we've only completed 386 tests in the county. And we have 23,000 people in the county. So that's one reason. If you're not tested, of course, we don't know who's positive. There's possibility is that a number of people may have had it earlier this year before it became an issue, so that they're not sick now. They may have had it already. We can't indicate for sure why our numbers are staying low while everybody else's are going up. Do knock on wood, though. I want them to stay low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt, for sure. And, we saw yesterday the governor announced her plan for a phase, it looks like 1.5 instead of phase 2. Some of the same stuff we've seen here, bars and nightclubs, not going to be allowed to reopen next week. They'll be closing at least another few weeks. Everything in Pottawatomie County going to follow pretty much what she's going with?
Yes. What we have decided is that our guidelines, our rules, we will make our changes coincide with the state of Kansas phase changes. We will not have any additional restrictions at the county level. We will have guidelines and recommendations. We want the local businesses, programs, et cetera, to facilitate the bringing back the opening of their businesses in coordination with their respective boards or guidelines, the personal services like nail salons and stuff. They have expected industry standards that they should follow. Restaurants have industry standards, et cetera. So we will allow them to work as best as they can under the state plan and following their industry guidelines without any additional restrictions at the county level.
Okay. We understand we know that Riley County offices are going to reopen on Monday. Is that similar for Pottawatomie County as well?
On Monday, and then for the next two weeks, starting on Monday, we will open to appointment only, and then we will open our doors again on June 1st, so you can come in without an appointment. We do want to remind citizens, however, that a number of things that they would normally come in for can be done online, on the telephone. If they don't want to come all the way out to Westmoreland, or they just don't want to go out in public yet, perfectly fine. If we can help you over the phone or online, we are more than willing to do so.
Has there been any updates on courts? I haven't heard on that because I know a lot of district courts have been on hold lately.
Yes, we did. Hold on just 1 second. I've got that information here.
Again, we're talking with Crystal Malchose. She's the Human Resources Director, Public Information Officer in Pottawatomie County, joining us on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.
The Pottawatomie County Justice Center reopened on Monday, the 11th. They have one public access to the Justice Center on the west entrance, so by the parking lot with the handicap parking lot. All individuals that enter the Justice Center are screened. Temperature, ask questions, if they show any signs or if they've had any symptoms, then they're asked not to come in. We'll limit the number of people allowed in at any one time to make sure that we can maintain the 6 feet social distancing. They have to leave as soon as their business is complete. They can't loiter in the area. We will have PPE available, so masks, gloves, hand sanitizer. So that's they are open. So if defendants, respondents are all scheduled on the docket, then they're going to be updated and notified that they're expected to show up.
All right. No, there's a lot of moving parts right now in at the county level, especially. We're right around the corner from budget season. When does the county expect to have those recommendations here for their different departments set here?
Is that... Each department is now working together. Our county administration office, the county administrator, the finance officer have been meeting with each individual department head to go over their budgets, and we hope to have something to the commission relatively soon. I know that we're meeting with also the different townships and things to go over their budgets. So we're hoping that we'll have something here relatively soon since we started working on it. Even through the midst of this pandemic, we still have a business to run, citizens to serve, and we still want to see what we can do the best we can without affecting services.
It's a challenge. I know it's going to be a big challenge for the commissioners, for the department heads, for everybody right now. It's not something that everyone is looking forward to, I'm sure, but is important work. Anything else we should know before we let you go?
I'm continuing to post updates on social media. We will put out official updates on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at or before 4 o'clock. That will include the daily numbers from KDHE, as well as any additional information we feel is important for the citizens to be aware of. If they have questions, they can email me at any time, pio@pottcounty.org. They can post on Facebook, message through the app that way. But I can't always provide them the answers they're wanting, but I will do the best that I can to keep them informed and also notify the officials here if there are concerns from the public.
All right. Well, hopefully we got plenty of questions answered for anyone. And again, contact Crystal Malchose for more information at the county level. Crystal, we sure appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay tuned. We will continue In Focus on News Radio KMAN. After this, we'll get an update from the animal shelter. T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter Director, Deb Watkins, up next.